Chinese authorities now believe that nearly 75,000 people died in the Sichuan earthquake 9 days ago. Almost a 250,000 others are injured. Millions may be homeless. The depth of this disaster has been big news across the globe in the media. That's because for the first time, China quickly accepted foreign assistance, and it gave foreign and Chinese reporters access to the stricken areas. From Sichuan, the world's Mary Kay Magstead says far from covering up the devastation, the government in Beijing has opened up.
It was at the point when I'd walked through a police checkpoint near the earthquake-stricken town of Beichuan, walked past dozens of soldiers and police, and even interviewed a couple of them, that I turned to a colleague and said, "It feels like we've gone through the looking glass." Until very recently, disasters, epidemics, all bad news, really, were considered a state secret. And anyway, foreign journalists were supposed to ask official permission to go anywhere outside our bases in Beijing or Shanghai. New rules came into effect about a year and a half ago, saying foreign journalists can travel and report freely. But old habits die hard. This spring, dozens of foreign correspondents were detained trying to cover China's Tibetan crackdown. At the same time, the state-run media condemned Western journalists for what it called biased reporting of the issue, and whipped up so much anger that some correspondents got death threats. But the earthquake has changed all that, or quite a bit of it. A survivor I met in Beichuan had this to say about the Western media.
I'm really grateful for you, for your American friends and international friends risking your life here and coming to interview us and do your report. We are really grateful for that.
Still, not everyone has completely forgotten what came before. On a square near my hotel in Chengdu, I ran into a couple dozen volunteers standing in formation near a Chinese Red Cross collection box. One was waving a huge Chinese flag. They all sent up a cheer whenever someone dropped money into the box. Go China, they chanted. Sichuan, be strong. I asked one of the volunteers, a 17-year-old high school student named Lu Taoran, what she thought of the foreign response to the earthquake.
Well, some of them act very good. I mean, Holland, Russia, and Japan sent people to help us to save people who suffer from the earthquake.
What do you think of the way the Western media covered China?
They were good, and of course they can tell the truth. But after the Tibet issue, we cannot just trust them.
You cannot trust them?
Yeah, to be honest.
But she was nice enough to me. And so was Liang Qinglong, a 38-year-old engineer. He stepped in to help me with an interview at the Mianyang Stadium-turned-Displaced Persons Camp, translating a farmer's particularly thick Sichuanese accent. When that interview wrapped up, Liang said he himself had something he wanted to say to the American people.
China is the country that has suffered a lot of disasters, and China is not a peaceful country. It has a lot of problems. Right now, it is experiencing the most dangerous disaster in several decades. And I'm sure that the Chinese government is capable of dealing with the disaster and is capable of dealing with the Olympic Games. I'm sure the Olympic Games will be a very successful event. Right now, we don't only need the help and aid from foreign countries, but what we need more is the respect.
It's hard not to respect a people who have so thrown themselves into helping their compatriots, as Chinese are now doing for the Sichuan earthquake survivors. Last night in Sichuan's capital city, Chengdu, high emotion for the cause spilled out onto the streets. Hundreds, possibly thousands of young demonstrators marched, shouting, "Go China!" and "Sichuan be strong!" They also shouted their support for President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao. Each has come to the earthquake zone to comfort survivors and urge on the relief teams. But there was also a certain exhilaration, a sense of shared purpose and possibility, and perhaps even giddiness at the novelty of being able to march like this on the streets of Chengdu. But here's where China's newfound openness seemed to stop. Reports of the demonstration didn't make it into the news here today. Okay, so the Chinese government hasn't transformed on this count overnight. But the earthquake has made its mark. It has let China's leaders see they can reap rewards by being open when disaster strikes. Within China, the nonstop coverage of the earthquake has galvanized a sense of national unity, and it has won new appreciation from Chinese for their government. Outside China, it has won sympathy and support, and it has changed the subject from protests over Tibet to sympathy for Sichuan. With the Beijing Olympics less than 3 months away, that's quite a silver lining in the midst of immense tragedy. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Chengdu.